brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcast in the last 2 hours of the radio show. In the next segment, heads up for all the PrisonPlanet.tv members out there. Going back to talking to Brian in Texas. Brian, you were saying that I alienate a lot of people who seem to be waking up, and that if I alienate people, they'll end up just tuning into Rush Limbaugh, who more and more is sounding like me. And I rarely listen to Limbaugh, but I do hear him talk about the New World Order now and the globalists and how Obama wants a New World Order. After all these years, back when we could stop it, he said none of it existed. Kind of like Savage saying it didn't exist, and now he says Obama's going to stage terror attacks. And better late than never, but see, the Republicans are out of power right now, so they can act like they're against it. It's like Rick Perry, who's Bilderberg, saying he's for state sovereignty and Texas secession. Well, he's miscasting what we want. We want state sovereignty, not secession, necessarily. The two aren't the same. Declaring states' rights under the 10th Amendment, 9th and 10th Amendment. So, yes, I know that I talk about the public as scum. I mean the people that have had 50 million abortions, or 51 million, 52 million, whatever it is now. I hate to pull up 2008. They won't have 2009 yet. Abortion statistics, that's something I need to know. I haven't looked at that in a few years. It was 50 million like a year ago. We'll see what it is now. But when I just sit there and call general names, I'm not talking about everybody, obviously. And I talk about myself having plenty of problems. But specifically, Brian, what is it you think I'm doing wrong? How can I do better?
I think it could be best described as saying you have the Brett Favre syndrome, in that you do astounding work. But this group of business owners, 80% of America's business is small business, that follow Rush Limbaugh, et cetera, et cetera. These are people that have ignored and are skeptical of what you say. But as the purveyor of truth, Alex, you cannot alienate these people with words like prostitutes and we love slavery and what it shows is that you're so in the truck watching the wheel spin that you don't realize that your movement is starting to gain momentum. And I think you need to quit being the brigade leader and the Brett Favre, be the coach, and start to understand that victory, not so much on the ground with each individual battle, but in terms of the movement itself, is going to depend upon how big you can swell this movement. And if he comes over to you and you can co-opt that, we won't.
But I mean, let me try to say this, though. If we make the movement against the New World Order all about me or even about Ron Paul, they can set us up, they can kill us, they can destroy us in the media. But I agree, this show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, as a focal point of news and information is immeasurably important and valuable, and that I need to do a lot better job. I tend to get negative. You know, if I'm up here till 2, 3 in the morning, and then I come back in the morning and I got a headache, and I've got a stack of horrible news the globalists are doing, I don't get happy. Like, oh, look, I get to expose them. This proves my case. I come in here and don't even cover 90% of it because I'm just sick of it. And I also can't believe how ridiculously corrupt and evil things have gotten and how the public doesn't see it. So, yes, I do talk about a lot of people waking up, but I'm a human being. This is not a scripted, calculated show. And so I tend to blow up and throw fits and do everything else because And it may turn off some people, but I think it actually turns on others to really hear somebody throw it in their face. I'm not trying to kiss their rear end to get them to listen to me and to wake up to what I'm doing. And I'm not trying to, I'm trying to really shock people out of their malaise with the truth. But again, I should act more like a leader, more genteel, more focused, and I'm trying to. But anything else you want to add there, Brian?
Alex, if you just sort of rise above a little bit, I think that some of these tactics will come in handy in terms of being able to maintain where your mantle that you're carrying. Thanks.
My mantle? Good Lord. I can barely make the equipment in here work, much less my mantle. Oh, man. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I think I'd combed my hair before I went on TV. Thank you for joining us. We're doing the last hour and 52 minutes. Simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up in 50 minutes, we have Trends forecaster Gerald Celente to break down the latest developments in society and the economy and where he sees Obama going now that his approval rating is the lowest in U.S. history in the last 100 years since they've been having scientific polling. He's now beating the previous number one loser, Jimmy Carter, as the fastest drop. He's gone from the mid-80s down to the low 50s. And in some polls, he's below 50. Will Barack Obama stage terror attacks? That is the question. And I want to play this one more time. Michael Savage getting it right. There's several of these clips where he's going on the radio and explaining that Barack Obama may stage terror attacks in the United States, or a bio attack and say it's natural, or a bio attack and say that it's man-made, or launch a new war, or further implode the economy. Then I have another clip coming up. Fox News Dr. Mark Siegel on rationing care, saying it is a form of eugenics, which it is. And that dovetails with the White House science czar, the White House science czar, writing an 1,100-page textbook for government adoption, calling for world government, CPS taking everyone's children at birth, forced inoculations with sterilization compounds, drugging of the food and water supply. So it's now in AP, New York Post, Fox News reporting on all of that. We also have, again, that USA Today article, polls can affect president's hold on party. And then if you look at the actual poll that they have a copy of, let's pull that up from USA Today. I want to put on screen not just the article, but the poll that was on the page that came with this. Drudge was linked to it yesterday. I know I asked my webmasters to link to it. I don't know if they did. At InfoWars.com and PrisonBlinded.com. I didn't see it, but that doesn't mean it wasn't there. And you can see the Gallup poll for itself as he is now falling faster and has already fallen further than Jimmy Carter. So that is coming up as well today. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to George in Texas. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
You know, the thing is, I'm sitting there, you know, last weekend, you know, I was kind of like humble, but I was kind of like, I felt joyful. Not to say I'm celebrating anybody's death, but at the same time, Walter Cronkite had his passing. Also, Alan Stang, and you got two different people. Alan Stang gave up a lot to warn us of the New World Order, but yet Walter Cronkite became the high priestess at Bohemian Grove and got all this notoriety and fame and sold his soul to the devil.
Yeah, I forgot that part. He has, according to the annals of the Bohemian Grove, that I actually wasn't here in the office. Oh, here it is. According to this annal, this is the internal annals of the Bohemian Grove, sent to me by one of the widows of one of these guys. I didn't know what a rare book it was. This goes for over $1,000 on eBay, one of these. Volume 7, 1987 to 1996, 10-year volume, Weaving Spiders Come Down Here, and it says Walter Cronkite is the high priest here. But I guess he's not the high priest this year, while the Christian conservative leaders meet and have homosexual sex and worship Satan. And, hey, that's their business if they want to do that. It's just they're not very Christian. Anyways, pretty interesting. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, and also, like, Alan Stang, I know he was on your show, he was a guest on your show, but I know he passed away, and I looked at a lot of his work. He could have been very easily sold out, went along, played along, became big as Dan Rather, but, you know, I'm glad he took the path he took because
Yeah, that's right. I have him in the stack, and I was digging around at the first of the show, and cause I had, like, three stacks and couldn't find it, or I was going to eulogize him at the beginning of the show. But, you know, yeah, tell folks about Alan Stang that don't know. I mean, he worked with Edward R. Murrow, didn't he?
Yeah, no, I heard Mike Wallace.
But I think he worked with both of them. Both of them came from the same outfit, yeah.
But the thing is, history is going to probably exalt Alan Stang for his work, but I think history is also going to vilify Walter Cronkite when they find
out. Can you imagine all these big Republican billionaires and corporate CEOs dressing up like women and doing stuff in the woods together? I mean, it's just, look at that one. That's who wants your guns right there so they can have their way with it. And then look at these guys. They're really good at it. Oh. And, I mean, I'm not even against gay people. But if these Republicans, you know, want to be gay, that's their business. The problem is that they want to set up their police state and their New World Order system. But just look at these guys. I mean, zoom back in on that for folks at PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, that is really, really, really upsetting. Can you imagine getting in bed with one of those people? I mean, God almighty, that sounds like hell right there. But that was heaven to Walter Cronkite. I hear you, sir, and I appreciate your call. If I have to, I'll reprint the, it was on News with Views. Again, I told my webmasters to link to it this morning. I don't know if they did. DV Kids article about him. That looks like hell to me, but according to Walter Cronkite, that was a little piece of heaven. I mean, old men dressed up like women? My God, that sounds about as disgusting as it gets. I mean, I don't get these guys. Even if they like men, what is it about they like old men? I call it bigoted. I just don't find men attractive, and I don't find old men attractive especially. There's a bunch of them dressed up like women in here. And it's not just dressed up like women. I mean, they get real serious. Like, here's a photo of the cremation of care they took. And you'd say, oh, well, that's just stylized. No, the whole thing's occultic, and they take it very, very serious. And I guess there's the high priest. I guess that's Walter Cronkite right there. They burn the effigy of the child. Here we got Mr. CIA, William F. Buckley, the fake conservative. Here we've got, I'm going to find a Walter Cronkite in here in a minute. I mean, here's another one of them. I mean, look at this guy. Get caught in the dark with him. That's the heir to the Reynolds fortune. They're all a bunch of fairies, folks. I mean, just look at them all. I'm a fairy. I'm a eugenicist. He's like, yeah, I may be a fairy, but I'm putting fluoride in your water, pal. You're not laughing at the fairy now, are you? I'm going to find it here in a moment. Oh, I'll never find it. You guys, look in the bibliography in the back and help me find Walter Cronkite. Oh, God, here's more of them dressed up like women. Talk about nightmarish. I mean, that has got to be the most nightmarish thing ever. Here's somebody dressed up like Death, who brings the body of the baby over to burn it. Next to some other creature. So there you have it. Here's all the old men in their leather on their motorcycles. They like buzzing into San Francisco to enjoy themselves. According to Richard Nixon, that's what Nixon said. When am I going to, somewhere in here, I'm going to find, there's Bob Hope. Okay, we're going to find, oh, there's Newt Gingrich and Bush Sr. Let's give folks some video of them. They always said don't call him Junior, but in this he's called Junior. Well, next to Newt Gingrich. They're not in drag there. They hadn't gotten dressed yet for the evening. Nothing creepier than old, weirdo, rich men dressed up like women nailing around chasing young prostitutes in the forest at night. It's so incredible. Yeah, find me Walter Cronkite. I know he's in there. Okay, enough about Walter Cronkite. Enough about Walter Cronkite. Here's some more about Walter Cronkite. Here he is at the right hand of Satan. Walter Cronkite, our good friend. Here he is.
Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan. Let us hear the peal of a new international liberty bell that calls us all to the creation of a system of enforceable world law in which the universal desire for peace can place its hope and its prayers. Thank you.
We would like to bring you a message from the First Lady of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Good evening.
You know what?
Congratulations,
you know what?
Walter.
I wanted to show that video. I didn't have it punched up for some reason. Back it up. I want people to see Walter Cronkite calling for world government and sitting at the right hand of Satan, also known as Hillary Clinton. And again, this would just be a joke if the guy didn't dress up as a druidic high priest. Here it is.
Attempt to achieve world order before that time must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan. Let us hear the peal of a new international liberty bell that calls us all to the creation of a system of enforceable world law in which the universal desire for peace can place its hopes and its prayers. Thank you.
And now for Hillary calling for world government.
We would like to bring you a message from the First Lady of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Ah!
Good evening and congratulations, Walter. I'm receiving the World Federalist Association.
Good evening, Walter. You're now in hell.
For more than a generation in America, it wasn't the news until Walter.
Gentlemen, more of your calls and a ton of news. Stay with us. is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GrafUndersafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graf Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
You know, it is wrong to speak ill of the dead unless it's like Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. But here's Richard Nixon, Art Linkletter. I wonder if Art Linkletter's still alive. And then right next to him, Walter Cronkite. You know what's weird? I showed this book about a week and a half ago on TV and showed the Richard Nixon and said, oh, there's Walter Cronkite. And then boom, he's dead. There's Gerald Ford beneath him. There's Richard Nixon. Here's the guy swimming around enjoying themselves. CPS gives them an endless supply. Oh, I can't look at any more of this. It was Mayor Willie Brown got the warning not to fly on 9/11 because he's a good friend, I guess, who can be trusted. All right, I'm done looking at this. We're done. Got a lot of other news I want to get to before. Gerald Celente joins us next hour on a host of key issues. Right now, let's go back to the calls. I talked to George or Stevia. Who's up next, or is it Justin? Steve in Texas, go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
Thank you for all your good work.
For calling.
I would just like to say what I was going to say, and if I may I comment on one of the previous callers about Rush Limbaugh?
Brother, we didn't screen your call, did we?
No.
We asked your name. You can say your name's Pumpernickel from Possumville. You are on the air, uncensored. Go ahead.
Okay. It makes me really sick about the media, how they portray the 9/11 truthers, because instead of showing your documentaries like Terror Storm or the 9/11 Chronicles, all they do is they just show when the 9/11 truthers are protesting and when they're just chanting 9/11 is an inside job. And they never show you or Luke Rodofsky talk about, you know, all the facts and everything.
Well, they do that, but also the History Channel lied and said it wasn't a hit piece. And then we had this UT conference room, you know, that held about 400 people full of folks. They would wait till the hour recess and shoot video of the empty bleachers, or like one guy sitting there eating a sandwich. And then they would cut from me giving a speech to empty bleachers to make it look like nobody was there to hear me. They would blow my face up, stretch the video, make it look yellow. And when they showed the real yellow journalist from Popular Mechanics, Hearst Publishing, was glistening stainless steel, perfect camera, you know, color, everything tuned perfectly. And they would say expert beneath them. But the good news is that crap doesn't work. I mean, we have Gary Hart writing public letters saying Dick Cheney may stage terror attacks. We have generals quitting saying it. We have Michael Savage saying Obama may stage terror attacks or will stage terror attacks. I mean, we've won the war for hearts and minds. People know government stages terror. It's in the Army Field Manual, 2004, how to train, how to stage terror. And so people now, every time there's a terror attack, look at who stands to gain from it. And so let the New York Times and Wall Street Journal play their games. We play ours with the truth. They've got flimsy lies they're fighting us with. And they may be able to have a big tsunami of mainstream media power to try to slap us down. But the establishment is so discredited now that basically anything and everything they say, people don't believe. And so they've completely blown their credibility. So let them make up whatever delusional crap they want. I mean, I'm not buying it. Are you? Good to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Steve. Justin in North Carolina. Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, two quick things. I have a little internet radio show, and Jack McClam, I know you've interviewed him before, was on my show about 2 weeks ago, and he was giving a dire warning of the 27th through the 31st as well. I know you had a caller that brought it up not too long ago. So this is something that he said his sources inside the military and his ex-police contacts were telling him that this was something that they were worried about. So I think everybody that listens to your show that is involved in this movement should take this very serious.
Well, by exposing that they do tend to launch terror attacks during their drills as a cover story in case any of their assets get caught by other sectors of the government that aren't involved in the attacks, if the compartmentalization membrane is broken, a lot of times by exposing these events, it stops them from doing it. And I like Jack, and I appreciate him, but I don't like putting dates on things unless I'm totally sure. You know, even when I got on air and said, call the White House, tell them don't blow up the World Trade Center, and blame it on their asset bin Laden. Even when I did that, I didn't really give a date. I said the next 2 months.
I understand. Another thing I wanted to ask you, too, while I got you on air, I want to try to get you on record, Alex, and ask you a question. I've got a lot of friends inside this movement, and they seem to think that if something happens, like a major false flag, they're going to take all their cues from you. I just wanted to ask you, are you prepared?
Stay there. We got to finish up after the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him on down the Mississippi to
Steve
the
in Texas? Or I was already talking to Ronnie. Ronnie in Texas.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire.
But now we're talking to Justin. I need to get a new call list. These all get mixed up. Justin, Steve, Ronnie, Travis, Chris, and others. We're talking to Justin in North Carolina. Okay, Justin, we got interrupted by the break there. Go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, Alex, what I was saying was, like, you've got Gerald Celente coming up here in a few minutes, and he's got a YouTube video that he just recently did where he said that there would be a revolution in America. Now, he's a trends forecaster. We take our cues from him. He's been pretty accurate in the past, so this is a man who knows what he's talking about. But to wrap it all up into one
point.
Well,
sure, and the establishment has said that they're setting up a police state knowing what they were going to do would cause a revolution. So, yeah, I mean, Gerald Celente is a smart guy, but he's basically saying he's predicting the sun will come up in the morning.
Well, yeah. So what I wanted to ask you was, I listened to your show, and I know your stance, and I know your position.
Sure, go ahead and ask the question.
Well, if push comes to shove, are you willing to lead this group of merry men and patriots, or, you know, how's it going to go down? Because a lot of people are taking their cues from you. So I think we've just dug into the trenches and gotten ready for the idea that sooner or later we're going to have to fight, and we're looking for a leader. So will it be you, or will it be someone else?
Well, I think the leader is going to be every individual out there, and I appreciate your call. You know, there's different types of people in this world. And there's a type I see a lot who always plan for what's going to come instead of dealing with what's happening now. Now, I deal with the past, I deal with the present, and I deal with the future. And so I don't know what the globalists are going to do. I don't know what ace is up their sleeve. I know what group of aces are up their sleeve. I don't know which card they're going to play. So I try to prepare people for different eventualities, different scenarios that can unfold. And a lot of people I talk to say, I'm just buying guns and food and ammo for 10 years. I'm not going to go to city council or county commissioners or the state house or talk radio or access TV or the gun shows. I'm not going to warn anybody. I'm not going to go speak up at my church. I'm not going to get involved. I'm just going to wait for war to start. And then I'm going to go out and basically blast police and military. Or I'm going to shoot whoever comes to my house to get my guns. They're just going to turn the food and water off for 6 months and let your neighbors burn you out if they go to that scenario. I mean, in a situation of warfare, 90% of it is propaganda. They call it info war. Black propaganda, which is lies, white propaganda, that's truth. We use white propaganda. Their favorite is black propaganda, or kind of a gray propaganda that's a twisting of it. That's what makes our information so much stronger. It's historical, it's factual, it's based on reality. They lie and get caught lying. We tell the truth and get verified over time, so our credibility goes up and up and up, even if our delivery sometimes is pretty haphazard and obnoxious. It's real. People resonate with that. You know, we got guts, and guts is enough. But if I tried to make myself a leader, and if I tried to say I'm your president or I'm your colonial leader, number one, it would look ridiculous to the general public, as it would be. And number two, it would make me a major target and then would weaken the whole movement, because it would be a unified, vertically integrated, top-down power structure. That's why having too many eggs in the Ron Paul basket. I've said support him. He's a great focal point, but they can demonize him, they can marginalize him, and he'll get old. It's got to be about the information. And Ron Paul has said that over and over and over again. Anytime you try to compliment him, he explains, no, no, it's the idea. I'm just a focus of this, one of the focuses. So, because of the nature of our society and what's going on in it, now is the critical time to speak out. Now is the critical time to be involved. Now is the time to be reaching out to people in any and every way we can, because as the police state cracks down, as the restrictions on free speech cracks down, it's going to be harder and harder. Why are they cracking down on freedom of assembly and freedom of the press and all this? Because it's hurting them. They don't like it because they're vulnerable. So instead of just wearing camo and wearing black bandanas and hiding out in the woods and having people salute you as the captain and militias struggling over the power structure. And, you know, I watched the Republic of Texas, and not all of them. There were four or five different factions, but mainly it was people in trailers being saluted by their nephews and nieces. And they had admirals with pontoon boats. And if you owned a firearm, you were a general. And they would wear military outfits and looking like clowns. And I know a lot of them must have been feds, because I saw their interactions with police. They were meant, down the road, the globalists saw Texas sovereignty or secession as a threat. It was meant to archetype it as a clown. And this is what they do. And so instead of talking about who the leader is and talking about the organizations we're going to build and having committees and meetings, and, you know, there's so many groups that just have committee meetings and groups, and they make you honorary members, and they call you and say, do you want to make decisions? Do you want to be in? I'm too busy manning the guns in the info war and trying to wake up as many people as I can, do as many radio interviews as I can do, as many news articles, as many films. And I'm just here trying to say, wake up the next person, discredit the system, expose false flag terror, expose the globalist. So somebody asking me, are you going to lead us? I am already leading. There's a reason I'm leading people. There's a reason I'm the most hardcore, the most effective, the most focused. And that doesn't mean I'm doing a perfect job. It's because I will put the hours in. I will do the job. I will do the radio shows. I will make the films. I will write the books. I will interview the guests. I will take action, and then my listeners are taking action, and they're leaders. And so I believe at a county and city and state and regional level, there are leaders out there, and they're going to be state representatives, and they're going to be congressmen and women. And they are there. And many governors have risen, like Elliot Spitzer was going to expose the banks, and he had one skeleton in his closet, and they blew him away. And this other governor was starting to fight the New World Order. He'd actually been to Bilderberg, but he had rejected them, according to what he said, and thinks they were a bunch of old clowns. They didn't like that, by the way. I'm not saying he's perfect, but you know, he had some skeletons cheating on his wife, and they're destroying him. And Palin isn't perfect. He's got her own problems, but they're going to destroy her because she's calling for state sovereignty. And Democrats like Spitzer, they destroyed him. Blagojevich, as bad as he was, they destroyed him because he kicked Bank of America out. There was a great article written over the weekend at Infowars.com by one of our op-ed writers, one of volunteer writers. And write your own stories, and if they're good, we'll post them. Writers at Infowars.com. And it was a great article about how they're going after governors. Something like anti-New World Order governors beware or something. I forget the exact headline. Maybe we can put that up on screen for people. But when somebody says, are you going to lead us? It's easy from your house to have 10 or 15 sycophants show up and call you the master and commander or the captain or the leader or the provincial leader or the Continental Congress secretary or what do they call Oliver Cromwell? What was his name? I got to know that. Wikipedia, Oliver Cromwell. It was, it's like a splinter in my mind not being able to remember. Here, I'll look it up. Oliver Cromwell. And then we'll go back to calls. Oliver Cromwell. What was his term? What was his name? You know, Wikipedia has been exposed as a CIA front for a reason. It's always the first thing that comes up, and it's riddled with disinfo. But see, I already have historical background knowledge, so this is just to refresh my memory. I'll know if this is accurate or not. What was his... his name was not Ironsides. It was... it was like Grand Protector, Defender of the Faith. Oh, this is driving me absolutely crazy. It's not Ironsides, so... Exactly. That's why Wikipedia is an absolute joke if it says that. Okay, let's just go ahead and go back to calls. I'm not going to sit there and obsess over all that. Let's talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Alex. First of all, Cromwell's title was Lord Protector and Defender of the Faith.
That's it, Lord Protector.
Yeah, I unlike a lot of Americans, but like you, I read, and I'm a student of history. And before I get to why I called, I've got a direct quote. The other night I just happened to pull up on Google. I hadn't seen this movie in a long time. And, of course, you know, H.G. Wells was a big globalist and a eugenicist. And there's a movie I saw on TV several times when I was a kid, and I happened to pull it up because I wanted to watch it on Google. It's called The Time Machine. And I want to give you a direct quote from that movie that just blew me away when I heard it.
No, it's based on H.G. Wells, the Time Machine, the top eugenicist.
Right. And this is the 1960 movie, not the two remakes after that. But before I give you this quote, I just wanted to say in response to a few callers earlier where he was basically, you know, trying to nicely criticize you for how you're being. And I want to say this not because I'm trying to defend you. You don't need anybody to defend you. Because you've made it real clear, this whole thing, what you're doing, it's not about Alex Jones. It's about standing up, just like the Founding Fathers, for what's good and right and true. I've been a Christian for over 30 years. I'm convinced of the truth of the Word of God, and so I stand for it, and because of that, I've gotten a lot of opposition. And I've even had people accuse me, just like you've been, of being mean-spirited and cruel and not understanding, insensitive, unchristian, etc. And it's all a bunch of bull, and this is what I wanted to say to the guy that called in, for people that just simply can't deal with the truth and don't have the same mindset of somebody who knows the truth and will not back down from it. And I'll tell you, I've listened to Rush Limbaugh and Savage and these other guys, and I don't agree that these guys are coming around because they're still hooked on the very thing that you harp on the most, which is exposing the false left-right paradigm. They're still viewing Obama like he's just a leftist liberal instead of seeing things from the point of view that you exposed in the Obama deception.
Yeah, it's all about world government. It's all about offshore elites that own both parties, and it's so illegitimate and criminal that foreign banks have stolen $23.7 trillion in less than 10 months. And my God, arrest them all. Instead, they're setting up a police state. I appreciate your call. It was good to hear from you, Steve. We're going to Ronnie, Travis, Chris, Matt, and others. But I promise to get to this. This is a video clip from Fox News, Dr. Mark Siegel on rationing care. In a way, it's a form of eugenics, he says. Well, it's not in a way a form of eugenics. It is eugenics. That's what this whole system is. We have an 1,100-page textbook written by the president's chief science advisor, the science czar, Holdren. And the guy he co-authored the textbook with was the congressional advisor and the presidential advisor to Bush. I mean, these people run things. That's what all this is for. That's what their own documents say. It's not my opinion. People can say, oh, well, that guy's a nut or that guy yells and screams. How am I not supposed to yell and scream about, how do you yell and scream about football and baseball and track? You get so upset if your people don't win. And I don't say you're bad for getting upset about sports, but this is elites poisoning your water, man. On record. A world government with a CPS will take everyone's children at birth, and they're setting it up. And now they want to socialize health care so government can control what health care you get, and hundreds of new taxes and taxes on toilet paper. We gave you the bill number, and taxes on drinks and taxes on food and just total control. It's happening now. All these top pundits are admitting this is like the Soviet Union, but it's for the bankers. They're robbing us. Here's the clip.
Meanwhile, joining us live in the studio, we got Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News medical contributor. Yesterday, the Mayo Clinic came out and said this plan of the president's is not good. It's not going to be good for health care. And I understand you are quitting the AMA.
I wrote about it in the New York Post today. I'm quitting the AMA because the AMA does not represent us. If they can come out in support of a plan that is going to put doctors under the bus. First of all, if there's going to end up being rationed care here, which there will be if the government takes over and they make the decisions for us, you know what that's going to do? That's going to increase my liability. Yeah. Not only won't I be able to provide the services that I need to provide for my patients, I'm still going to be responsible for it. Let the government take on the liability.
Stop. It'll be just like vaccine makers. You'll be given total immunity. Now you can cut the wrong leg off or let somebody die of staph. Care is going to just look. Canada, England, they all come here. You got to wait 16, 18 months for a brain surgery that you'll die if you don't get it in 3 months? You're above 60, you die. These are eugenicists. This is about them having their way with us. These are the folks that want to force Medicaid our water. Go ahead and keep planning.
Said that if you are happy with your health care, nothing's going to change. If you like yours, you keep it the way it is. Is he lying?
He's disingenuous. I'll tell you why. Because I know my own office is going to change. There's going to be more people trying to get in. I'm going to have less and less time to take care of them. Reimbursements to doctors and hospitals are being cut.
We're going to come back and finish it. Back it up. He's absolutely right. They've already, under Bush and now Obama, federalized the data keeping, the upgrades, the computers, what procedures you can do if you take Medicare or Medicaid. That's why Ron Paul and his practice wouldn't take it, because you go under their control. This forces you to go under it, even if you don't want it, and puts in the system of control and begins the rationing, where if you're on the government system, they ration you, and then if you make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, they give you a 5.4 surcharge to pay for everybody else's, which will then be eugenics. So I want you to hear him say eugenics when we get back. Everything is eugenics. Eugenics, 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 eugenics. Did I tell you it's all about eugenics? That world government's all about being able to force eugenics on you? Because if I don't say it once, I want to say it again. It's about eugenics. World government to carry out eugenics.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Ira Haynes, Ira Haynes, call him drunken Ira Haynes, he will answer anymore, not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Gather around me, people.
All right, we got Gerald Celente at 8 after in the second segment of the next hour for the balance of that hour. I want to go to Ronnie, Travis, Chris, Matt, Linda, and a few others before he gets on with us. We'll continue with calls as well. In some of the other news, I already mentioned this, but folks really should go read the story at PrisonPlanet.com. Cost of bailout hits a whopping $24 trillion, or $23.7 trillion, over $80,000 for every American. Bloomberg, AP, Reuters are all reporting this now. Watson got this from C-SPAN. We even have the C-SPAN clips where they bring this up to Bernanke, and he says, yeah, I'm not going to tell you where the money is. I've got clip after clip after clip of this, but they're all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're all over the web. We're not going to play them in the interest of time. But let's finish up this eugenics clip. You know, they got us fighting over 20, 30, 40, 50 million a year over some health care for 20% of the public that's not insured. And, of course, the insurance companies are lobbying to make you do this. Then they can jack up prices. This is the beginning of the totally controlled economy, where they control Ford, GM, Chrysler, all the businesses. Here it is, where they say it's eugenics, which is the truth.
He's disingenuous. I'll tell you why. Because I know my own office is going to change. There's going to be more people trying to get in. I'm going to have less and less time to take care of them. Reimbursements to doctors and hospitals are being cut. If I'm being paid less, I got to work faster. That means I send more and more people for expensive tests.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to try to cost cut, which means he's going to ration care. So he's going to tell me what I can order, right, what I can't.
And when you talk about rationing, and we were just talking to Dick Morris about this, he's done some research, and when you start rationing health care, and it looks as if that could happen. I mean, if you got 50 million more people into the system and a certain number of doctors, people are going to be in line, you're going to have to determine who gets the next treatment, is unfairly, the elderly are the ones who are going to get shortchanged.
That's so true. I mean, in a way, it's a form of eugenics. Oh, you're not good enough to live. Now, look, Allison made a great point off the air, which is some people we do overtreat at the last days of life. But who do you want to make that decision? The art of medicine is the doctor and the patient making it together, not some
government bureaucrat. So that's it, folks. That's it. And the elite don't want you to have access to your own medical care. They love the power that it's going to come from the state. And it is in trouble, but as they bankrupt things and then half the public doesn't have it, then they'll say, oh, we've got to give health care. And they'll compromise with just taking over part of the system so they can get all of it later. That's why they're destroying the economy. I saw a video last night online of Robert Pastor, the big North American Union head, who came up with a lot of the system's details, saying out of this crisis, we're going to bring this system in. So it is certainly happening, certainly going on. I'm going to start the next hour, take a few of your calls, and get to Gerald Celente. Before I end this hour, I do want to encourage listeners to get some of the new videos and books that we're carrying on eugenics, on vaccines, on forced drugging of, in some states, 75% of foster children, how it's causing kids to commit suicide. Generation RX, available at Infowars.com, or you can call toll-free to get it, 888-253-3139. Of course, the eugenics masterpiece, the overall New World Order plan, the one film everybody's got to see. This needs to be in everybody's library, shown to friends and family. Please get Endgame today at Infowars.com. You can get this film free when you get it with the Obama Deception or Endgame. Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo, our newest work. And, of course, Global Warming, Emerging Science Understanding, great new film by Dr. Michael Kaufman, also available at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.